Major local event this weekend on the Bayfront in downtown St. Petersburg. Joining us on the phone is Ryan Jordan, the executive director of St. Pete Runfest. Ryan Jordan, it has been 2 years, but St. Pete Runfest is finally back, and it starts tomorrow.
We missed you and missed everyone else. It's been a long couple of years. And of course, very challenging in a lot of ways for the community. So we're just thrilled about bringing a positive event back to our community. I think we all could use it.
Yeah, indeed. And it looks like we'll knock on wood, but it looks like the weather will be favorable for the running events and all the rest of what's going on. I wonder if you could give us a quick rundown about what's going to be happening starting tomorrow, Friday.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and fingers crossed in the weather. I mean, of course, November is our driest month here in St. Pete, so hopefully that trend will continue. We've got an exciting weekend planned for St. Pete Runfest. It's really, as you know and our community knows, is much more than just a running event. It really is a weekend-long festival. We get things kicked off tomorrow on Friday for an afternoon expo with over 40-plus local makers, vendors, partners. It's going to be a lot of really exciting engagements for the community. We've got some live music. We've got Urban Gypsies in the afternoon to start at 2 o'clock. And then we've got the headline of the Torpedoes. So we've got concerts on the plaza. And, of course, the setting is just epic. I mean, we're between the Dalí and the Mahaffey Theater. So if you've been there, you know it doesn't get any better than that. So we're going to have live music. We're going to have a food truck. We're going to have drinks and then tons of vendors. That just gets things kicked off. And, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the 40-yard dash, which anyone can do, and that is going to be down at our finish line on Bayshore, and that's all to raise money for the St. Pete Free Clinic, and as I think we all know, could really use the help because they've been through a heck of a year or two in terms of providing health care and food to our community. So get down on Bayshore, check your times, and then raise some money for the Free Clinic. That's the first day. And then, of course, once we get through that, we've got the running event to kick on day two, which will be Saturday, November 13th. And then we're going to get started with the Rolling Oats 10K, the 5K from Outback start 8:45. And then we've got our kids race that's sponsored by Humana, New Horizons this year. Healthy Horizons this year. And then the 40-yard dash again. And that's all for the benefiting the American Cancer Society Gold Together for Pediatric Cancer Research. Of course, the expo will be going on. We've got Body Electric doing yoga. We've got Central Cycling doing classes, live entertainment, and the Florida Folk Show will be playing on that concert in the plaza mid-morning, so 10 to 12 on Saturday. And then lastly, Joe, we finished the weekend off. So it is a weekend-long festival, and that's with our half marathon. That's the city's official running event. That's 13.1 miles, lace them up, run all over downtown St. Pete, and then celebrate with us in Albert Witted Park, and that's going to be this coming Sunday.
Well, that's fabulous. We look forward to being there live tomorrow afternoon from 2 until 6 for the expo here on 96.7 FM, and then again on Saturday morning from 9 to noon with the Florida Folk Show. Pete Gallagher and Gary Harrell and Maybell and all the rest of them, and some great folk music playing back to back. It'll be one great singer-songwriter after another on stage for the people to hear live in the plaza and on 96.7 FM. So we look forward to that. And, of course, this is a running event. You have thousands of runners at this event, correct?
Correct, yeah. This year we are expecting to have 5,000 runners.
Wow.
Participate across the weekend. So, yeah, we're super excited about that. We're nearly at a sellout. So if you haven't signed up yet, make sure you do. That's stpeterunfest.org. We've got about 50 spots left in our half marathon, and the others are closing out soon. So it's going to be a wonderful weekend, knock on wood, and a great chance to get out, raise some money for the awesome charities, the Free Clinic, Gold Together, and, of course, come out and enjoy downtown St. Pete.
Great. Well, the runfest.org is the website. Ryan Jordan, the boss of it all, thank you for joining us, and we will see you down at the plaza.
Can't wait. Thanks so much, and see you all down here.
St. Pete Runfest Executive Director Ryan Jordan on Radio St. Pete. Information at stpeterunfest.org. Our live coverage begins tomorrow afternoon at 2 from Mahaffey Plaza.